I'm almost just going to read inside the beautiful Lashon that Reb Chaim Lashon does over here, explaining that why is it that someone who leaves Torah loses their nefesh and loses their chelik in Olam Haba. Just listen to the Lashon. It's just so beautiful the way he reads it. He says it. Okay? I don't know how many of you have a sefer there, but it's on. If not, you can listen to me. He says like this. V'chein bedin. Here, the Kosav Arambam Zal, the Bet Yosef, Maran Bet Yosef, and the Rambam write the following: Shemi Shekara Vishana. Someone that learned Kara, he read Psukim Vishana, and he learned Mishnayot Upiresh Lahave Olam, and then stopped doing that, and just decided to enjoy this world. He just decided, you know, it's time to stop all that, and go spend time doing other things. V'hiniach Talmudo, and he left his learning. V'zanko, he left it to the side. V'gam kein dino echad emish efshel olasuk patora ve'ena osik. That's considered the category that we spoke. Mishi yachol asuk patora ve'ena osik, which is severe, as we said last time. V'chein bedin, and it makes a lot of sense. And now he's going to explain why does it make sense. Just the poetic lashon he uses is very beautiful. Ma'isav asher lo tovim. Hashem is not moving you away. Hashem is not being marchik you. Hashem is not causing you richuk, right? Richuk is a distance. You know what's causing you the richuk? Your own actions, right? Your own actions are causing you to be far away from Hashem. V'chataso, and your chait, mina'o hatov me'ito, is holding back the good from becoming a part of you. Achar, because Shahaya Efsharlo, he had the ability, the sipik biyada, and he has the know-how and the ability to learn lasot patora ubizadon lev, and through the mazid of his heart vishat nefesh, and basically the laxity bachar, he chose v'lakach mekach ro la'atzme, he took himself a bad portion ula'achirim, and to the other people around him uveha olamos kulam, and he brought down with him the whole world. Because as we said, what does the world survive on? On us doing mitzvahs, us being part of this world. We are the Tzelem Elokim. This goes back to all the way in the beginning of the Sefer. Those words that we just read are referencing all the way back in the beginning of the Sefer. That the Sefer, that the world needs our Maisim Tovim, especially Torah, to keep it going. So by choosing a path other than that, the person is not just choosing something bad for themselves. He's choosing a bad direction for the whole planet, for everybody. And he became disgusted in the world of the Torah. It's the light of the world. Through that, he could have become close. With the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hamechayas Kulam, who's the source of life, V'shalach Yado V'haros Paltan Shomelach, and instead he's destroying the house of the king. V'himit V'hechshich, and he lowered and he darkened V'kavan, he put out Shifas Oram Shel Ha'olamos, the light of the world, V'gam Shel Nafshay, and also the light of his own nefesh. Lomo lo chayim amitim. So why should he be zochet Olam Haba? Ki alo techshachna einav meiros. He darkened his own eyes. And now when he looks, see, when a person gives a mashal, says when a person is in a dark room for a long time, if you turn on the light, their eyes can't handle it. This person was in the darkness of Olam Hazeh for so long that when he's going to go to the aura of Olam Haba, he's just going to be blinded. We have to get our eyes a little accustomed to that aura that's going to exist in Olam Haba. How do you get your eyes accustomed to that aura? The aura is in the Torah. The more your eyes are focused on Torah, the more your eyes are going to be accustomed to that aura. And when now the aura is the light switch turns on, and that aura is mizgala in the world, yeah, my eyes, I'm used to it. I'm fine, man. I'm good, right? But if you've been, a person's been in the dark his whole life, right? And they haven't experienced that light. Then all of a sudden light goes on. They're blinded. They can't enjoy it. They can't experience it. They have no shaykhis to it. V'lo yuchal lisbol. He won't be able to handle. Godel otzem ha'or ha'elyon. The greatness of the light. Kilo nisa b'zeh me'odo b'zeh ha'olam. Because he never practiced when he was in this world. I heard a mashal one time from Rav Warren Reich. Now he said that there was one time a person who he had a business meeting in Australia, and basically his entire future was depending on this meeting. This was going to be his biggest client. This was going to take his business to the next level, et cetera, et cetera. He needed this business meeting to work out, otherwise he would not have parnasa. So he started about a month early. He started getting up in the middle of the night and going to sleep in the middle of the day. And he started doing all these strange things. So I said, why are you doing that? He said, well, I want to keep Australian schedule. So why do you want to keep that schedule? You live here. So I live here, but when I get there, I want to be able to handle the schedule. I don't want to show up after one day, fall asleep in the middle of my meeting. That would be bad. So I want to now taste a little bit of what I need to live here a little bit according to that lifestyle, so that when I get there, I can, you know, fit right in. So he said, that's the same thing. A person's going to come to Olam Haba. And after living in this world, if a person is not used to that lifestyle of Olam Haba, they're not going to be able to appreciate it. The only way they're going to be able to appreciate it is if in this world they lived a little bit with that, you know, values, with the perspective of Olam Haba. So they lived with a little bit of spirituality. Then when they get to the next world, then the light will be, you know, they'll appreciate it. So that's what he's saying. V'hu megurash, and this person is megurash, is thrown away. V'nichras me'elav me'eden gana lokim yizbarach. He has no shaykhis to the everlasting life of Hashem. And he's just going to go into a bad place. Of the tikvaso ledor dorim chasr shalom shagava netzach leir or okay, etc. He basically says that this person who never experienced Torah is not going to even get. So not only does he not have this world, not only does he not have next world, he also does not get tchias amesim. How do we know that? Because that's a gemara. That's also a gemara in the Sanhedrin. Oh, it's a gemara in ketuvot. Gemara in ketuvot says, Hekitzu v'rananu shoichnei afar. The shoichnei afar, those that live, that are lying down in the dark, in the dust, will eventually get up. He tal oros talecha, because they will experience the tal, the dew of the or of the light. And the Gemara says, what does that mean? Kol mishtamish bo'or Torah or Torah mechayeu. It's the or of Torah which at the shorish of it will bring back tchias amesim. So tchias amesim is powered by the power source for tchias amesim, the battery. The power source for tchias amesim is the light of Torah. So if that energy does not speak to you, it's not compatible, right? You need a converter, you need a transformer. There's no, you're not compatible with that power source. The power source to regenerate life into someone is the Torah, and a person has to be compatible with that. Not only that, so the Gemara asks Akasha, okay? This is Akasha that this is a good kasha. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. I think the Gemara even says that the Manda Omar that says this, the Gemara asks on him that Hashem is not happy with you for saying this. Adam, you this is your type of thing. let me get to Gemara. Hold on a second.
Well, I'm confused here. Someone who doesn't learn Torah has no chelik in.
He doesn't get tchias amesim.
Yeah,
it says like this. So listen. So the Gemara asks the question that you're asking. So says the Gemara. Well, that's what we've been saying, is that in order to be an everlasting connection, you have to be connected to Torah learning. It's not enough to do mitzvahs. So, Okay, here. So listen to this, okay? Yeah, it's Mamish Vishakotaria. Listen to this. Tanya. Okay, listen to this. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Ketuvot. You can look it up yourself. The Gemara Ketuvot, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Bet. You want me to bring it up on the screen? Let's bring it up on the screen. Hold on. I'm getting it. 111b. Okay, you got it? There you go. So Omar Reb Elazar. Okay? Amar Rabbalazar, Rabbalazar said, Amei ha'aratzot, in Amaretz, someone doesn't learn. Einam chayim, does not get tchiyat ha'metim. Einam chayim, he does not get tchiyat ha'metim. Shene'emar, as it says in the Pasuk, Meitim bal yechayu. Tanya, that the dead people do not come back alive, and the Gemara says it means Amei ha'aretz. Tanya nami hachi, a supporting braisa, Meitim bal yechayu, because they don't learn. Okay. So Omar Le Rabbi Yochanan, Adam, this is your question. Omar Le Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Elazar, Lo nicha le marayu de amrit lo hachi. Hashem, who created these people, is not happy with what you just said. Because hahu b'mirape atzmal avodat kol chavim. That's talking about an idol worshiper, but it's not talking about Amaretz. So Rabbi Yochanan does not appreciate the statement of Rabbi Elazar. He says, Hashem does not like what you're saying. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Elazar said back to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry that you think it's not appropriate what I'm saying, but mikra ani dorish, it's a pasuk. Dichtiv, kital orot talecha, ve'eretz Ephraim tapil, which means, kol amishtamesh be'or Torah, if you have or Torah mechayeyu, then the or Torah gives you life, tchiyat ha'metim. V'chol she'ein mishtamesh be'or Torah, if you never had a connection to the or of Torah, Ein or Torah mechayeu, the or of Torah cannot give you life. So Rabbi Elazar argued back to Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, "I'm sorry, you don't think it's appropriate. It's not politically correct what I'm saying. I get it, but it's a pasuk. Mikra ani dorish. I'm telling you the pasuk. Don't tell me I'm wrong." Kivan dechazie dekametztair. But he saw the Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar saw that Rabbi Yochanan was very, very upset by this. Amaretz. We're not talking about Oved Avodah Zarah. We're not talking about he did Averot. He just didn't learn. So he says, Rabbi Yochanan was very upset by this statement. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Elazar said back, Rabbi Yochanan, Matzati Lem Takana. Don't worry. Even Amaretz could get Tchiyat HaMetim. I found a way out. They could get Tchiyat HaMetim. Why? It says, Min HaTorah, Vatem Adikim Hashem Elokeichem, Chaim kulchem hayom. This is a pasuk that says that we are davuk. We are clinging to Hashem. V'chi efshar ledavuk b'shchina. How can we be glued to Hashem? V'aktiv ki Hashem elokecha eshoch lahu. Hashem is a fire. You can't be close, cling to a fire. So how is it possible to be close to a fire? Ella must be like this. Kol hamasi bito l'tamid chacham. You don't have to be Talmud Chacham yourself, but you have to be connected to a Talmud Chacham. So that means either you let your daughter marry a Talmud Chacham, or ha'osef pragmatia l'tamidei chachamim, or you do business with Talmud Chacham, v'hamehane tamidei chachamim minechasav, or you give some, you give tamidei chachamim a portion of your property, mala alav akasav, so the Torah says, ki'ilu medabek b'shkin, and that's your connection to the Shkin. So what does the Gemara say? Okay, and it seems like Rabbi Yochanan took this as a good answer. So let's go through the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar says, Amei Haaretz, no Tchiyat HaMetim. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I don't think Hashem is happy with that statement. I think Hashem would rather you would say that someone that did Avodah Zarah doesn't get Tchiyat HaMetim. So Rabbi Elazar responds and says, I hear what you're saying, but Mikra Ani Dorish, it's an open Pasuk, I have no choice. The Pasuk says it. So Rabbi Yochanan still was upset. So Rabbi Elazar said back, okay, but I retain my position that the Pasuk says the only way to be connected to Tchiyat HaMetim is through Torah learning. Torah learning. But you could be connected to Torah learning as well. You could have a son-in-law as a Talmud Chacham. You could do business with Talmud Chacham. You could interact with Talmud Chacham. You could be connected to Talmud Chacham. You can be mach, you know, whatever it is. You could be connected with a Talmud Chacham. That's going to be considered a connection to Torah. And through that connection to Torah, you'll get Tchiyas HaMetim as well. But that means Rabbi Elazar is not falling off of his position. He's really retaining his position that in order to get Tchiyas HaMetim, you need to be connected to Torah. And a Talmud Chacham. It's just that you could do it this way. This is a pretty open Gemara over here. Okay, so that Reb Chaim Vlozhiner points out the point of the Gemara that ultimately it all comes from the connection to Torah learning. But yeah, it's in a Chanami. It's pretty strong. The Gemara is literally fighting about this exact point. So it's a very, very fascinating piece in the Gemara over here.
So Rabbi Chaim Milojan, he holds like this. He holds that.
Yeah, he's going to. I mean, the Gemara. The Gemara comes out like that. The Gemara comes out like that. That really, you need to be. It's only through Torah, really, that the eternal life is there, because that's really. Otherwise, it's coming from the Or. It's the Or, and the Or is the connection to Torah. The connection to Torah. Mason, like you know. So that's where the perfection of the neshama comes from. Ultimately, that's the highest connection. That's what he's. That's definitely the Mahalach he's taking here. All right, it's pretty. The sources that we're getting are piling up. We're getting there. He's building a good case. He's getting there.
So, thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, good thank day. You. Thank you all. Night. Thank you. Thank you, Moises. We'll see you.
Moises, where are you, Moises?
I'm in
because I see
Colorado. Telluride.
Telluride in Colorado. Gotcha.
Okay. The connection is not so good.
Not so good?
1 second.
The connection, he's saying.
Oh, okay.
If I put a video, I don't hear the voice.
Okay. Okay.
The connection is not. It's not good.
Last week we had Doc is here. You know Doc that comes on here. So he used to live here.